Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
There was a time when a man would kneel before another man and place his hands inside the hands of that other man and swear loyalty to him. A knight swearing loyalty. It was a citizen joining the ranks of the military and swearing loyalty to the country. And they didn't do that for a semester. They didn't do that until something better came along. They did it for life. And if that oath of loyalty was broken, it wasn't considered self-discovery or change of mind. It was treason. And treason, normally punishable by death. So super serious. Fast forward to where we are a few centuries later, and we have groups of kids, and they probably aren't still doing this. You remember the Pledge of Allegiance, right? You put your hand over your heart, everybody stood up, looked at the flag, and they said, "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America." Do they still do that? I sort of doubt that they do. I wish that they would, but I doubt that they do. Now, the words, obviously, the Pledge of Allegiance, that was still there, but it wasn't not quite as serious. But that practice, the act of actually pledging allegiance, is still one of the most powerful things that we as human beings can do, because it's not a slogan. It is the closing of doors. It is the sharpening or narrowing of focus. And we don't do that much anymore because we modern human beings, especially modern Americans, we really do not like closed doors. We like optionality. We like choice. We don't want to have limits placed upon us for anything. I want to be able to stream whatever I want, whenever I want to. I want to be able to swipe into oblivion and date, and I want unlimited credit. I want to continually upgrade and optimize and, you know, customize things. So what we've done, though, is we have mistaken that optionality for freedom, because that's not. Because identity requires some form of exclusion. So to pledge allegiance to one's spouse means I'm not exploring any other romantic partners or paths. When you pledge allegiance to your health, it means I am not pledging to indulgence. When you pledge allegiance to excellence, it means I am not pledging allegiance to comfort. So you can think about a pledge like a line in the sand, a boundary, a border, if you will. And sort of the uncomfortable part about all of it is that by omission, many of us, probably most of us, probably me, most of us have pledged allegiance to something. We just didn't stand up and look at the thing and put our hands in that thing's hands or our hand over our heart and said the words. But you don't have to say the words to take the oath, because your behavior is doing that on your behalf. If you're walking around right now with revolving credit, where you're rolling over credit card balances month to month, well, what you've done is you've pledged allegiance to consumption over discipline. It's a crappy thing to sort of hear, sort of a crappy thing to say, but it's the reality. If you live a paycheck to paycheck and you're earning six figures, you've pledged allegiance to image over independence. And if every night you're numbing yourself by scrolling or drinking or binging, you've pledged allegiance to comfort over growth. If you're constantly chasing novelty, new, better, different, new, haircut, new beard style, then you pledge allegiance to stimulation over mastery. Phew, weighty stuff. If you avoid hard conversations, you pledged allegiance to temporary peace over long-term strength. And the scary thing is, again, you didn't need to kneel. We just sort of drifted our way right into it. I think that's a lot worse, because at least that knight or that citizen who was pledging allegiance and joining the army, they knew what they were doing. But today, our modern version is a lot quieter. It shows up in calendars, and it shows up in bank statements. It shows up in waistlines and in struggling relationships and failed marriages. It shows up whether your children respect you and want to spend time with you. Because we don't get to avoid allegiance. Because that drift and allegiance to that is a real thing. Being a cynic, cynicism, it's an allegiance. Even simply saying, I just want to be happy, can be an allegiance to comfort. But here's where the plot thickens. Philosophers would tell you that to pledge allegiance is a herd mentality. Nietzsche specifically would tell you that. He hated herd mentality. He would tell you not to bow down to what's popular or fashionable or the rallying cry of the time. You know, whoever you're standing with this week, kind of a thing. Nietzsche would say, choose what's worthy, choose what is life affirming and life giving, choose the things that actually demand strength of you versus just the things that are easiest. Because the best version of you doesn't inherit allegiance from somebody else, they create it, you create it, you decide. To pledge allegiance to health, strength, truth, mastery, family, nation, your work, to God, to responsibility, to excellence. And once chosen, you, if that is you, your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to then arrange your life, to reorganize your life according to that. That version of you closes doors. And that's the part that really does terrify us, because it means that we are losing that optionality, all those choices. We are potentially killing those old versions of ourselves.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
You choose mastery, you're killing the indulgent version. You choose focus, you're killing the distracted version. You are killing that half-committed version. You are eradicating and getting rid of, I'll get started with this on Monday version of you. So when you're pledging your allegiance to health, you are putting late night gluttony's neck on that guillotine, pulling the rope as the blade falls. Oof. When you pledge allegiance to your marriage, you're executing, like killing, those fantasies of wandering around. When you pledge allegiance to excellence, you're executing laziness. When you pledge allegiance to financial strength, you are killing impulsive spending, which is good. And in so doing, you're becoming dangerous, not to other people. You're becoming dangerous to those lower versions of you, to your lower self. And that is power. It's not power to control other people. It's the power to control the trajectory and ultimate wherever it is that you're going to end up in life. So the real tragedy that we are experiencing in modern life, it's not that we're being oppressed. It's really diffusion. We are pledging allegiance to too many things. We're pledging allegiance to things that don't really matter. to fragmentation, to not enough weighty things. We're not really picking up the heaviest things that we can carry. We're barely picking up anything because it takes work to carry things. So, you know, you don't have infinite time. You don't have infinite attention. You don't have infinite energy. Maybe you have infinite money, but I bet not. Not too many of us have that. So when we're trying to decide and determine who or what deserves our allegiance, we need to make decisions on this is the most important thing. This is the second most important thing. This is the third. This whole prioritization that we've messed up, we've forgotten about it. We've forgotten or turned our back on the reality that there are hierarchies, because a hierarchy demands allegiance. Because not everything can be the most important thing by the very definition of the most important thing. So here's a question for you. If somebody audited your life, your body, your bank account, your schedule, your relationship, the work that you're doing, the impact you're having, what would they conclude that you have pledged your allegiance to? Would they see discipline, or would they see that you have pledged allegiance to dopamine? Would they see long-term strength or short-term relief? Would they see a woman or a man who chose intentionally, or just somebody who drifted around, carried along by the currents of life? The highest form of freedom is not having no allegiance. It's choosing your allegiance deliberately. And once chosen, it's defending it. Not screaming about it, not in a performative way, doing it just every day, going about your business through action, doing the things that you know are going to get you what you actually decided that you want. Because the world doesn't need more people with opinions. It needs more people with chosen allegiances. Stand up, slam some doors. Pick the few things that you're going to choose allegiance to or pledge allegiance to, and then let your life be evidence of your allegiances. What we're really talking about here is doing your part by doing your best.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.